boldness and the courage to stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves.
That's a voice from Los Angeles. Now, on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina, Pastor Matthew Palmer spoke at Grace Community Church.
I know sometimes prayer seems too simple or sometimes overstated, but it's the most powerful thing that we know to do right now. So I would encourage you to pray that God would bring good out of this tragedy.
Sounds from some of this weekend's church services, and we'll continue covering this story right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Eurozone finance ministers broke off talks today without a full agreement on Greece's bailout. That leaves a meeting of government leaders later today with few prospects to reach a compromise deal to keep Athens from defaulting next week and falling out of the currency union. Greece needs more loans from its creditors, which include its fellow Eurozone states, as well as the International Monetary Fund. Greece needs the money in time for June 30th, when it faces a debt repayment it cannot afford. The country has been negotiating for 4 months what economic reforms it should make to get the money. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 147,077 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to Mexico. Of the total, 113,329 metric tons is for delivery during the 15-16 marketing year, and the balance during the 16-17 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 18,035. It's up 124 points. The NASDAQ, 45.34, up almost 35. And the S&P 500 is 2,113. It's up 15.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest here today is going to experience a little bit of a better weather pattern relative to that of late last week and during the weekend when remnants of Tropical Storm Bill was moving through the region. We do have a lot of rivers and streams still in flood stage this morning and will likely stay that way through a fair amount of this week. The rain totals across a big part of the lower Midwest were rather impressive over the past 7 days, running anywhere from 2 to 6 inches and localized amounts even greater than that, getting upwards over 6 inches in quite a few areas. And it looks as though the forecast is not going to promote additional moderate to heavy rainfall until we get to later this week. So we'll have a few days in which the moisture situation can improve. Topsoil will likely firm up in areas that drain real well. But we will likely see at least a little bit of additional shower and thunderstorm activity occurring periodically during this first half of the week. The precipitation will be most significant Thursday and Friday across the lower Midwest, at which time a cool front will likely push through the region from north to south. The remaining moisture that's in the atmosphere from all this previous rain and the feedback moisture occurring from the warm temperatures evaporating moisture from the soil will help to feed the thunderstorms that are likely to occur as cooler air moves across the region. Again, this will be late in the week, so until we get to that point in time, there should be some improving river and stream conditions as well as some areas out there in the fields. Now, low-lying areas in particular will have a hard time draining out this week, but we'll keep a close eye on that. With the heavier rain coming back later in the week, there may be a further delay in any kind of late-season farming activity that's still prevailing. The temperatures across the Midwest this morning are very warm across the region. We're seeing temperatures running mostly in the 70s across the region, and it looks as though as we go through the next several days, our daily high temperatures will run mostly upper 70s through the 80s. There may even be some lower 90s in the southern parts of the region, which will help to promote fast drying conditions across the region, but as far as setting the stage for any kind of serious dryness across the region, that doesn't seem to be very likely. There's a lot of talk out there today about the ridge of high pressure that's advertised to build up over western parts of North America as we move forward through this latter part of this week and into next week. The ridge is certainly significant and is to be expected. It looks like it's going to be very comfortable hanging out over the western parts of North America for a while because that's where all the dryness is. But as time moves along, we'll probably see the ridge shift into the plains, and we'll keep a close eye on that. But nothing like that will take place over this next 10-day period. Most of the Midwest will likely stay far removed from the ridge of high pressure and will actually benefit from it in the sense of having a northwesterly flow pattern aloft evolving over time. That will generate a little bit of milder temperatures periodically and help to generate a few showers and thunderstorms, but no more of this heavier rain that we've seen here recently. So the bottom line should be really quite favorable for most of the crops across the region. And Midwest nighttime temperatures should cool back into mostly upper 50s and 60s as we go through a big part of the coming week. There will be some additional lower 70s in the south, but at the moment, not terribly concerned about the lack of cooling at night, but we'll keep an eye on that as we get closer to the reproductive process. And it looks as though weather overseas has continued to show improvements with all the areas that were running dry in many locations a week or so ago are now in much better shape. Western Australia received rain over the weekend, improving their wheat, barley, and canola, and eastern parts of the country benefited from similar conditions earlier last week. India's monsoon is advancing relatively well, and China's dry areas have a good chance for some rain later this week, and it looks like Germany will get some rain as well.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading on this Monday morning. Hard red winter, July wheat, 506 and three quarters, up 3.5. September, 516, up 3. Soft July wheat, 493 and a quarter, up 4.75. September, 498 and a quarter, up 5.75. July corn, 352 and a half, down 3/4. September, 357 and a quarter, down 1.5. December, 366 and three quarters, down 2. July is 16, 391 and a half, down 2. July soybeans, 980 and a quarter, up 8.75. September, 949, up 7. November, 947 and a quarter, up 7.5. July soybean meal, 326.50, up 340. July soybean oil, 32.90, up 35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis at MITCO. He's over there in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Well, kind of a quiet start for the week, although we are seeing a little bit follow-through on the short covering of last week on soybeans.
Seeing a little life in the soybeans, a couple things helping out here a little bit this morning. Of course, rains again. Moved through the Corn Belt over the weekend. We got another 8 tenths here in Bloomington. There were some couple-inch totals around some parts of the state. And of course, southern Illinois got some pretty heavy rains with some 5 to 6 inch totals down there for the last week in those parts of the state. So some concern continued about soybean planting. Numbers this afternoon are expected to show right around 90 to 92% of the beans planted. That compares to 87 last week. Few beans planted in northern parts of Missouri, but there are still quite a few to plant still in parts of Kansas and Missouri, so that's offering a little support. Talked that we may see a port strike in Argentina, also offering a little bit of a bounce here. Crop ratings this afternoon, Dave, expected to be maybe a couple percentage points off on both corn and soybeans due to the heavy rains we've seen, but you know, mostly beans getting a little bit of bounce here, which is some concern about these last few acres get planted here around some parts of the Corn Belt.
So we're looking at, what, maybe 5 million acres of unplanted soybeans at this point?
Yeah, right. If you do the math, it comes out close to that with a large concentration of that kind of in that Kansas-Missouri corridor. So see what the numbers say today, not expecting those numbers to advance a whole lot from last week. So there will be some more calculations here this afternoon when we see the numbers and see what they come up with. I mean, it's no doubt that we're going to see a few beans not get planted here this year. The question is going to be how many.
And part of that will be second crop soybeans.
Yeah, that's right. And that's also going to be a challenge here as we move forward. We've got you know, a lot of wheat ready to go in southern Illinois, and it just been hard to get to it. And so, of course, going to be some quality concerns, too. So we'll see how quickly they can get that wheat off and get some of those beans planted in some parts of the state. But it's been a challenge up to this point, Dave.
So going to be a quiet trading week or a pretty volatile week with lots of chat?
Well, it looks like corn's going to be pretty dead here the way it looks, at least the early part of the week. We'll see if this 350 area continues to hold us on July corn. I think the concern next week for the crop reports will be that they're going to remind the trade that there's still quite a bit of old crop corn that needs to move here prior to harvest, and the farmer has a large portion of that. So that's going to probably keep a little bit of lid on the corn market here going to that numbers next week, seeing what they say with not a lot of expected out of the corn acres number. And then the question will be how much of the lower bean numbers get factored in the acreage report. And I think the changes there are probably going to be muted as well due to the fact that that's a June 1st number, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
Bye. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. July corn, 352 and a half, down 3/4. December, 367, down 1 3/4. July soybeans, 982, up 10 and a half. November, 948 and a half, up 8 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.